You've got to play a very clean game, a very almost a perfect game, and we did that, you know, there for a while. But then when we didn't, you know, they spit the long run out on us there in the third quarter, and then we turned it over on, you know, consecutive possessions, and, you know, it goes from a 7-point game to a, you know, a 24-point game there, you know, in a matter of 3 or 4 or 5 minutes. So, but, you know, the things you can't do against a team of that caliber. Like I said earlier, I was proud of the way we, you know, we competed and played pretty hard, and just didn't play smart enough, didn't play disciplined enough to win the game.
We'll let Coach get all settled in. I want to remind you of a couple of things tonight that if you are ready to tailgate in style, you need to call our friends at the Big Event Tailgating Trailer and Party Trailer for your next event. Could be a tailgate party, could be a corporate outing, could be a family reunion, could be a wedding reception. It is a portable party in a box. The trailer includes a bathroom with sink, two HD TVs, satellite, your favorite tailgating games, and so much more. Also great for your next corporate event as well. Check it out online at rentthebigevent.com. Like them on Facebook or call now before it's booked up for the rest of the season, 615-477-6271. A reminder, our phone number, 1-866-RAIDERS. You can get in tonight also by email. We've already got a couple of emails early tonight, radio@goblueraiders.com. And again, if you're here in the restaurant, we have question cards. We'd love to have you fill those out. More with Coach Rick Stockstill after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Phone lines are open now at 1-866-RAIDERS.
1-866-RAIDERS.
1-866-724-3377.
The Blue Raider Network.
Master, I seek your wisdom to solve an enigma.
Speak, young one.
In the next few weeks, people will be arrested for drunk driving all over Tennessee. Yet, they will all be arrested in the same place. How can this be?
That place you speak of is the driver's seat, doofus.
You don't want to get busted for drunk driving? Don't drive drunk. Booze it and lose it. Paid for by the Governor's Highway Safety Office.
The orthopedic team at Middle Tennessee Medical Center is committed to the highest level of health care in the region. That's why we recruit highly ranked members to our already extensive network of specialists. From computer-assisted knee surgery to total joint replacement, our team of nationally ranked orthopedic specialists deliver a full range of services dedicated to the prevention, diagnosis, and rehabilitation of joint, skeletal, and muscular injury and disease.
Visit mtmc.org/orthopedics to learn more.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain, and with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because 5 kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
I love this store. They have such a selection.
The quality is excellent.
Customers are talking about all the ways there are to save at Kroger.
The people are helpful.
The fish is always at a good price. The chicken's at a good price.
The Kroger brand ice cream, it's a great price, but it's a good quality.
Fresh produce is always at the top of my list.
I can come and save on produce and go to the pharmacy and take care of my other needs and still save.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
It's an all-around good shopping experience.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
Welcome back to Sam's tonight as we're at Stones River Mall. Coach Rick Stockstill as we talk Blue Raider football for the next hour up until 8 o'clock tonight. And as always, all the televisions around this room, they've got all kinds of things on tonight, including Monday Night Football, the Bears and Lions. And the Cardinals are on with the National League Championship Series. So come on out. Whatever you want to enjoy, it's going to be on the TVs tonight. Also remind you that when the Raiders hit the road, they do it in first-class style with the coaches from Grand Avenue Transportation. They can also deliver you in style with a large selection of chauffeured transportation, sedans, SUVs, limousines, vans, and minibuses, and all the way up to those 56-passenger coaches the Raiders use. You can find your perfect ride at Grand Avenue Worldwide. And they carried the Raiders to Starkville, Mississippi, and back on Saturday night. And let's talk a little bit about the preparation
for Mississippi State. And I know most every week what you guys do is work to be the very best you can be. And how much do you pay attention to scouting reports, and how much do you just try to get better?
No, it's a great deal of time spent on preparation of whoever you're playing. And, you know, you break down all their tendencies offensively, defensively, and in the kicking game, and you study that. And that's how you formulate your game plan, you know, or a majority of your game plan of, you know, what you think you'll have the most success in the different field zones of the field, you know, backed up, going in, middle of the field, freewheeling zone, all that stuff. So, you know, so there's a great deal. And then, you know, there's always, you know, certain parts of the practice that will go offense against defense. And just for the competition, just for the being able to go good against good, you know, the offense will do what, you know, we'll run our plays, the defense will run, you know, their plays, and just to try to create the competition and the speed of the game as opposed to going against the scout teams, you know, the entire practice. So, you know, there's you know, a lot of it is, you know, in preparation of who you're playing. And then at the same time, there's individual periods throughout the course of the practice where you're working on fundamentals and technique of improving yourself individually as a player.
One of the questions that I know it's in this stack that came in from members of the audience, but basically asking the question about the mood of the team and the mood of preparation this week, with a couple of real key offensive cogs that you had out of the lineup this week. There was no Benny out there. You didn't look around and find him, and Marcus Henry wasn't there. But obviously it has to go on, and everybody just did their job, it seemed.
Yeah, are you talking about the mood now, you know, going forward, or going into Mississippi State?
Last week when they first weren't there.
You know, it's obviously everybody's disappointed, you know, that those two guys couldn't play just because they're teammates, and you know they're going through surgeries and all that. So, you know, just the – you know, it's like losing a brother. It's like losing a, you know, a family member when one of your teammates go down. So, yeah, there's that normal amount of disappointment that, you know, they're not there. But as an athlete, no matter what sport you play, injuries are part of it. You know it's going to happen. You wish it didn't happen, but it's going to happen. So, you know, Benny's not out there. Marcus is not out there. We had four or five other guys that weren't out there against Mississippi State either because of injuries, not season-ending injuries, but some injuries. And but that's just part of it. And you can't, like I said last week, you can't sit there and moan and groan about it because those guys aren't coming back. And but I thought we had a great week of preparation for Mississippi State. I thought our mindset, our focus, our mental intensity, everything leading up to that game was good, and even throughout the course of the game it was good.
Last week, obviously, that was a huge topic, and I thought Omar McClendon kind of set the tone on Tuesday when he talked at the media, and I thought that really kind of got his comment was so direct from the hip that, okay, we move on now.
You know, and that's how you have to approach it. It doesn't mean you're less concerned or you're not as compassionate, you know, towards Benny and Marcus because they're not playing. But the truth of the reality is they're not there. So, you know, you like I said, Willis Reed isn't coming through that tunnel.
Yeah.
And you know, you gotta let's go play, and that's what we're doing. That's what they did last week.
Yeah, they did. All right, we need to take a timeout. More with Coach Rick Stockstill as we are live at Sam's All American Sports Grill in Murfreesboro. Back after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Phone lines are open now at 1-866-RAIDERS.
1-866-RAIDERS.
1-866-724-3377.
The Blue Raider Network.
The state of denial is a drag and a trial. When I bought my cheap insurance, should have known this day would come. Now I've had an accident and I'm feeling quite alone. I called them at least 20 times, but they won't pick up the phone. Without personal service, my policy's kind of worthless. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Murfreesboro, call State Farm agents Mel Adams and Jeannie Ullman.
Hey, Blue Raider fans, Chip Walters here reminding you to hustle in for your bag of bunny bread and bunny buns today. With its soft, fresh taste and good for you complex carbohydrates, bunny gives you the energy you need to snag a victory. When you're down to crunch time, bunny bread's got you covered for all your game day needs. Fans, this one's in the bag with bunny bread, an official corporate partner of the Blue Raiders.
That's what I said, bunny bread.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Karen's is mobile banking.
When I was in New York, I used my iPad to balance my checking accounts at First Tennessee.
And have you recommended us, Karen?
I would recommend First Tennessee to friends and family because they treat me well and I know they treat other people well.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyou a 96?
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you flip through the Real Yellow Pages for a plumber, you're actually looking to reclaim your home from a renegade faucet. It's not just getting directions to a tailor with YP.com. It's looking your best for an interview. And it's more than finding a mechanic with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting your road trip back on track. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the Real Yellow Pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile. Only from AT&T.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Welcome back into Sam's tonight. Chip Walters along with Coach Rick Stockstill, and we welcome your calls, welcome your emails at radio@goblueraiders.com. And, Coach, two more quick injury questions. Has Benny been able to have his surgery yet, and how is he progressing at this point?
Yeah, Benny had surgery Friday. Had it Friday, and then he's struggling a little bit right now. One, just, you know, the mental part of going through it, and two, he's still in quite a bit of pain, and you know, getting around, moving around on crutches and all that. So he's struggling a little bit right now, but the surgery was really good, they said, you know, and expect him to recover fully from it. And but he's got a long road ahead of him. It's going to be a long, tedious process of getting back to where he can, you know, compete at the level that he wants to compete at.
And he's probably going to want to do more to rehab than he needs to early.
Well, you know, he'll do exactly what the doctors say, but, you know, he got surgery Friday. They kept him overnight. You know, he came back Saturday. And, you know, so obviously we got back late Saturday night, but I saw him Sunday. He was in the training room Sunday. He was in there today, so he's gonna live between his classes and the training room. He's gonna spend a bunch of time in there the next 6, 7, 8 months.
Well, there's a lot of folks that are thinking good thoughts for him. That's for sure. Injury-wise, after Mississippi State, did you have anything down there? It didn't seem like, from our perspective, that anything serious.
Well, we'll find out. We got, you know, one guy in the offensive line that, you know, didn't play much the second half. Wasn't able to practice yesterday. We'll just kind of evaluate him, see how he goes, if he's able to go tomorrow. We had a couple guys that, you know, got nicked a little bit there in the second half that weren't able to finish out. But I think they'll be able to, you know, to play this week.
Yeah. As that game got underway, and really it was kind of a stalemate for a big part of the first half, they put together those two long drives, long in the sense of a lot of time. They took 12 out of the first 15 minutes they had the football. And I know you want your guys to get off the field.
Yeah, I mean, that's their style. They didn't do it, you know, for any other reason. They'll do it this week against Alabama, you know. And the thing about, you know, I think time of possession is highly overrated. You know, you look at it, you know, they may have had the ball 7 or 8 minute drive, but probably 2 or 3, 4 minutes of that was spent in a huddle, you know, talking to each other. So, you want to get off the field. You want, you know, all that stuff. But that's what they do. That's their MO. You know, they're going to huddle. They're going to run the ball and play action. And that's what they did. And they're very effective with it. Their quarterback is really efficient, played really well. And you know, they got good players, so they were able to stay on the field.
And Tyler Russell, as you mentioned, ended up 17 of 21 for 191 yards, had the three touchdowns. Chris Smith and Robert Johnson caught the touchdown passes, and Smith, he was really good the other night. And Kelly was commenting how good he thought their receivers were, and it very physical and big kids.
Yeah, I mean, they got good skill players. You know, their receivers, they can all run, obviously, and, you know, got good length to them. I thought their corners were really, really good. I thought their secondary was as good as anybody, you know, we've played in a long time. So, but they've got good players. You know, you don't get 12th in the country by not having good players. So they've done a nice job.
Yeah, and it seems like when you look at those good teams in the SEC, one of the positions you can look at is corner, and you're going to have those big physical corners and big physical safeties, and they certainly look the part.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And, you know, when you've got, you know, all the, you know, facilities and the tradition of the SEC and everything that they've got going on, it's, you know, you can attract the, you know, the top players in the country.
Yeah.
And Mississippi State has done a nice job, you know, in the last 3 or 4 years of, you know, getting some good players there, and they've done a nice job coaching them up.
Yep. And in the football game, Mississippi State had the 7-0 lead, went up 10-0 middle in the second quarter, got a 13-play, 65-yard drive, and Carlos Lopez got the field goal there. He is now 8 out of 9 on the season, but that drive really seemed to give the offense a great deal of confidence, because the only other possession they had was a 3-and-out, came back after it was 10-0, and really looked good coming down the field.
Yeah, you know, we made some plays, and, you know, we had some nice runs on there. Logan threw some nice balls, had some nice catches, all that stuff. So, you know, like I said, I thought we played pretty good. We just weren't consistent enough in the second half. We weren't smart enough in the second half in protecting the football. And when you don't do that against good teams, they're – you know, you get that avalanche, you get the snowball effect, and that's what happened. But, you know, like I said earlier, I thought our guys competed and we played well, just didn't play well enough.
Fans, if you'd like to win a $1,000 shopping spree at The Avenue, be sure and go online to GoBlueRaiders.com, click on The Avenue button, and put in your email address. You'll be registered, and at the end of the month, which is coming up pretty quickly, we'll be giving away a $1,000 shopping spree to The Avenue, courtesy of The Avenue and Blue Raider Athletics. Thank you all for being here tonight. We want to take a break, and we'll have more with Coach Rick Stockstill after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Phone lines are open now at 1-866-RAIDERS.
1-866-RAIDERS.
1-866-724-3377.
The Blue Raider Network.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs, and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A Go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your Go account at one of Ascend's 3 Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union. Raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
We do all of our on-site repairs at all 3 of our locations versus you mailing your phone off and being without it. This is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Cellular Concepts. We want to keep you talking and keep you happy. We do on-site phone repairs. We give you loaner phones if necessary to keep you going while we get the phone swapped out or help you with insurance claims. So it's kind of nice to have an on-site repair center. Call us at 893-CELL-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Honey, can you help me paint this weekend?
No. I've got that, you know, that other thing.
This'll be a fun project.
There are no fun paint projects.
What if it involves painting the town?
Huh?
It's Extreme Green, the new instant game from the Tennessee Lottery.
Hmm, what could we win?
I could win $100,000 to paint the town with.
We could have fun with that.
I thought there were no fun paint projects.
I take that back.
Well, it's too bad that you've got that, you know, other thing.
It's Extreme. Extreme Green, the new instant game from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
Welcome back to Sam's All-American Sports Grill here in Murfreesboro. Middle Tennessee drops a 45-3 decision at Mississippi State on Saturday night at Davis-Wade Stadium. And Coach, interesting situation, and you had an opportunity to make a couple of decisions late in the first half. You guys got the ball back. And end up hitting a big pass to Anthony Amos right before the half. And that's one of those things where I think everybody knew exactly what you were doing and didn't want to do anything crazy, get yourself in trouble. But, you know, at the end of the half, take one shot and, you know, and I guess hindsight's 20/20. Said, if we'd done that, you know, one play earlier, you might have had one more chance at it. But and Anthony on the play made just another one of his incredible catches.
Yeah, it was a nice throw. Logan gave him a chance, and Anthony made a nice play on it. But, you know, we hadn't done much offensively, you know, the first half. And I think we had, you know, 23, 25 plays the first half. You know, so we really hadn't done anything, and we'd fought so hard to get in it, to stay in it defensively. You know, we got a turnover there. And you've got to look at, you know, the big picture. And to me, we're on the 35-yard line, 38, 40-yard line, whatever it was. And they'd been blitzing us. They'd been playing man coverage. And we hadn't done a very good job of, you know, making anything happen in the passing game. And, you know, so you make a decision. We're going to get the ball coming out the second half. I just didn't want to do anything stupid that, you know, we drop back there to pass and, you know, we get hit in the back and we fumble it. Now they can go in instead of going down 7. Now you're going down 14. So, and I know everybody wants you to, you know, try to go down there and score and all that stuff. And, you know, and that's, you know, all part of it. But that to me, it wasn't smart. It wasn't the right thing to do. If we'd been clicking, we'd been moving up and down the field and all that, you know, then you take some, you may go for it, try to do something with it. But to me, our defense had fought too hard. Our offense was starting to get some rhythm, starting to get some momentum, some confidence. You know, so to me, the smart thing to do was to, had we been able to get it to midfield, we, you know, got spit out one of those runs and got 6 or 7, 5, you know, then it's a little bit different scenario. But now, before you're going to drop back and you're on the 30, you get hit. Now they're going to get the ball in the 20. So to me, the smart thing was to do what we did, and that's why I did it.
And then, but you did take one shot.
You know, then you got, you know, that we snapped the ball with 3 or 4 seconds left. If you do get hit, you know, something happens, you know, you throw an interception, you know, hopefully you can get them on the ground. You know, it's either us or them, the game, you know, half's over.
You go to the locker room at halftime, down 10-3, knowing you're going to get the football back to start the second half. And you put together a very good drive to start the second half. And I thought that segment at the end of that, where the ball goes over and they get the long run, was the real turning point in that football game.
Yeah, you know, because really, you know, we got down there, you know, we punted, and, you know, and there, I think they're on the 25 or so coming out. You know, they got a first down, but they weren't getting big chunks. You know, they're getting 2, 3, and 4. They got a first down, and then, you know, they spit the 65-yarder out on us. You know, and if we could have just continued to stay in there and make him go the long way, snap after snap, we might have had a chance. But to me, that started it, and then the next possession on our part when we threw the interception and they run it down there. And, you know, now it goes from a 7-point game to a 21-point game. And then our next possession, we throw another interception, and they take that down, you know, and score. I don't know. We threw an interception. We know we had to fumble. Logan had to fumble. And, you know, they take that in and score. So, is just, you know, we just weren't consistent enough, you know, there in the second half. Really, the middle, because that first drive we had in the third quarter was a 7 or 8 minute drive.
Yes. You know,
so we had taken some time off, but just that 6, 7, 8 minute stretch there in the third quarter, they got, you know, three big plays on us.
I know there's, you can always have all kinds of ifs and buts and that kind of thing. In your mind, if you guys take that opening drive of the second half down, tie the game up, how does that affect the psyche of your football team right there?
Well, you know, obviously it would have, but, you know, we really felt good, you know, going in at halftime. We had a good locker room coming out. We had confidence. You know, like I said, then and you see the offense comes out and, you know, we put a nice drive together, you know, and then, you know, we can't finish it. You know, they get the big run. But, you know, even at that point, you know, still only, you know, 17-3 with 5 or 6 minutes left in the third quarter.
Oh, yeah, plenty of time.
Yeah, you know, so we're still in the thing. And then just, you know, when they got the turnover where they ran it back to the 25 or so, that was after their big touchdown run is – kind of the dagger.
Yeah, and I'm right. We had two possessions. We had the interception, and then on the next possession, the fumble.
Right.
Correct?
Yeah. Right.
And that when you boy, that's yeah, just yeah. a killer right
yeah,
there.
You know, they had the long run for a touchdown, then an interception, then a fumble, and you know, three possessions right there for them. They score, and probably don't go 100 yards, you know, on those three possessions.
Well, one of the key guys for you in the kicking game was Josh Davis, who had a strained muscle or something in the first half, and Carlos Lopez came in and had one punt, but Davis was able to come back in the second half. I mean, how many times have you had a punter get injured in a game?
Yeah, you know, he did it in pregame warm-ups, you know, and obviously you can see he didn't punt very well. You know, the first punt, you know, wasn't really good. It was 33 yards, I think, and then Carlos came in. That's not his cup of tea, and but you know, he caught it, got it out of there without getting it blocked, and he put about a 33 or 34 yarder out there. And then Josh tried to come back, you know, and he did, but you know, wasn't real effective. So we'll just see how he does this week. You know, he didn't practice yesterday, and you know, so hopefully being off yesterday, being off today, and come out there tomorrow and see what happens.
Getting treatment, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Better have.
Yes, sir. Yeah, he's getting treatment. They're very, you know, disciplined and, you know.
And I was just going to look here in the punt game. Carlos is his backup. And that,
right, so, that's so what I'm saying, yeah. You know, and Carlos has just become his backup the last couple weeks. You know, Zach Lopez is out
right there,
but – you know, really, to be honest with you, you know, you start getting, and it didn't affect us at Mississippi State, but you start getting into conference games where you're limited on how many players you can travel on a numbers, you know, thing. And as many injuries as we've had, you know, we've had to make some decisions here the last couple of weeks when we travel conference games. You know, this guy's a little bit more important than, you know, second team punter right now.
Yeah. Speaking of kicking, Carlos's field goal numbers speak for themselves. He's been 8 out of 9. Evaluate his kickoffs and how you have felt he's done there.
I think he's done better. I really do. I think he's done better.
He's gotten better the last few weeks in particular.
Yeah, you know, he put one or two there in the end zone without being wind-aided. You know, he had some wind aid down there in Miami because it blows so much down there in Miami all the time.
That, yes, it did.
You know, he got some up there and, you know, got in the end zone for touchbacks. But, you know, I think he's playing, kicking better. He's being more consistent in his placement of his kicks, you know, which, you know, everybody thinks would just kick it off. But, you know,
there's a method to the madness.
Part of your coverage is based on, you know, where we're going to, you know, try to place the ball. So I've been very pleased, you know, and been very consistent so far.
All right. We need to take a timeout. We're at about halftime of our show tonight. Want to invite you to come on out this weekend. It's the Salute to Armed Forces Day at Middle Tennessee. 2:30 kickoff, Middle Tennessee and North Texas. Back with Coach Stock after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Phone lines are open now at 1-866-RAIDERS.
1-866-RAIDERS.
1-866-724-3377.
The Blue Raider Network.
Don't miss the end of summer clearance sale at City Auto. We'll have special end of summer clearance prices. There's never been a better time to buy a quality late model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto makes value and selection our top priority, offering a huge selection of Carfax One Owner cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Every vehicle is thoroughly inspected and City certified or still under manufacturer's warranty. Smart shoppers choose City Auto because they appreciate our knowledgeable sales team, our unsurpassed low prices, and our hometown service. In fact, over half our sales come from referrals and repeat customers. We've made car buying easy and hassle-free for over 25 years. We'll be making deals all day, so stop by our showroom at 1023 Bridge Avenue or check out our huge selection of city-certified pre-owned vehicles online at cityauto.com. There's never been a better time to buy a quality late model, low-mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto. Shop where the dealers shop.
Self-storage has never been so convenient. Thanks to Zippy Shell, providing self-storage and moving solutions right to your front door. We deliver, you pack it, we pick it up and store it. Our units are secure, convenient, and best of all, they're just as affordable as traditional ones. Zippy Shell. Call us today for a free estimate.
Call locally owned Zippy Shell today. 216-7879. That's 216-7879.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
WGNS, AM, FM, online, Rutherford County's MTSU station.
Welcome back into Sam's All-American Sports Grill, Stones River Mall here in Murfreesboro for Rick Stockstill Live. Glad to have you here tonight. Good crowd here tonight for Coach's Show, also for Monday Night Football and for the National League Championship Series as the Giants and Cardinals are underway and Monday Night Football is just underway and a little extracurricular there between the Lions and Bears. Oh, my. So, kind of getting after it there a little bit. Here's the weekend scoreboard in the Sun Belt. Games that were completed over the weekend. It was Troy beating FIU 38-37. The story of that game was that Troy was down 16 with about 8 minutes to go in the third quarter, came back and scored in the final 15 seconds of the game to win at home. South Alabama got their first ever Sun Belt win as they knocked off Florida Atlantic in double overtime 37-34. And Louisiana Monroe in overtime came from way down to beat Western Kentucky 43-42. And again, that was in overtime in Bowling Green. The standings now show Louisiana Monroe at 3-0. And then there is a five-team logjam with one loss. Middle, Western, Louisiana Lafayette, Arkansas State, and North Texas. That tells you how important every one of these conference games is going to be. Troy is now 3-2 in the league. South Alabama 1-2. FAU and FIU are winless. And in the overall numbers, right now there are six teams in the league with at least four wins. And, Coach, with that and everybody having played probably seven games with four more to play, there are several teams that are going to have a shot to move into the postseason.
Oh, that's, you know, we've all said it. We all know it, you know, all year long. This is, to me, the best this conference has ever been. And there's a lot of good players, a lot of good coaches, a lot of good teams in this conference. And, you know, it's just we continue to get better each year. So it's it doesn't surprise me. Most of these games are really close, and evident last weekend, you know, our game the week before against FIU, and it's a very, very competitive conference.
Yeah, when you have two out of four games over the weekend that ended up going to overtime. And, of course, last Tuesday night, North Texas beat Louisiana Lafayette 30-23 and came from behind and did that. Tomorrow night, Louisiana Lafayette back on a Tuesday night at home. They will take on Arkansas State. So that will be interesting, as you will have two of the one-loss teams facing each other. Then on Saturday, Middle and North Texas, two more of the one-loss teams. Western will also go to FIU this weekend and South Alabama at Louisiana Monroe. And Monroe seems to have the magic dust in their bag this year.
Well, yeah, they're a very experienced team. They're, you know, a junior-senior team. They got a really good quarterback. He's playing well. And when you have that, you know, that formula there, it tends to lead to success. And but they're doing really well. Colton's had an outstanding year so far, and they're probably, you know, playing with a ton of confidence.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's they're a really, really good football team.
And there are several around this league, and that I think when you know it was a league that you know, several years ago, that you'd have one or two pretty good teams at the top. Now it is a fight all the way from the top down through at least the middle of the pack.
Oh yeah, right now the only team that's really struggling is Florida Atlantic, and you know, FIU, they're still to me the most, you know, talented team. You know, they just got beat up so much by injuries, and you know, got a little snake bite going on right now, I think. But it's you know, they're a really good football team. They've got a bad record, but you know, they can beat anybody, you know, anytime they tee it up.
I want to remind you of a couple of things coming up with Blue Raider football. As you know, a week from Thursday, the Blue Raiders travel to Western Kentucky for an 8:15 kickoff, and that will be a national televised game. But the Blue Raider Athletic Association is putting together a bus trip so you can sleep on the way back, and you can contact the BRAA office for information on that. And with the game being on ESPNU that night, there's also a women's basketball exhibition game that is now going to tip off at 5:30. They've moved that tip off to 5:30, so the women's basketball game will be complete. Fans can then go to the viewing party at the Boulevard and enjoy all of that, and come out here to Sam's, watch some great football on television. So all of those, that information you can find all on GoBlueRaiders.com. We'll take a break. More with the coach after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Phone lines are open now at 1-866-RAIDERS. 1-866-RAIDERS. 1-866-724-3377.
The Blue Raider Network.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your go account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
Hi, this is Belinda Arender of F&M Mortgage. Purchasing a home can be one of the most thrilling experiences of a lifetime. Whether you're a first-time home buyer, moving up to a larger home, or refinancing your current home, you'll find F&M Mortgage is here to help you every step of the way. F&M Mortgage is located at 1639 Medical Center Parkway here in Murfreesboro. Call us today at 800-999-8999 or find us online at myfmbank.com.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 518-158.
Well, I'm ready for the game. How do I look? Like a Blue Raider football fan?
You can't show up at the stadium without your game day gear. Where's your Blue Raider hoodie, hat, foam finger?
Well, where can I get all that? The game's starting soon.
The Phillips Bookstore has the best and biggest selection of Blue Raider apparel, gifts, gear, and more.
When you think Blue Raider football, think the Phillips Bookstore, located at the Student Union Building. Shop online at www.mtsu.bkstr.com.
Hello, I'm Bob Compton. I've been working for Purity Dairies for 29 years. You've probably seen our trucks all over town. You know, we have our own trucks because we want to get our milk to the store faster. So, you know, it's fresher. And then we also ensure freshness by keeping our trucks colder than the government requires. Fresher milk, it just tastes better and lasts longer. And it's just another thing we do at Purity to make sure you're getting the best milk you can buy.
Purity Milk, on sale now. Your favorite store.
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Welcome back to Sam's Tonight with Rick Stockstill live. Chip Walters with you. And a reminder, 2:30 is kickoff time on Saturday as Middle Tennessee hosts North Texas. And when you need to have a great tailgate party, Tennessee event specialists are the folks that can help you out. They can take care of all your tailgate party needs. They specialize in tents, tables, chairs, inflatables, and much more to make your MTSU tailgate one to remember. All the tents you see out in the Greenland Drive lot and all the inflatables you see up in the Family Fun Zone, Tennessee Event Specialist takes care of that to make sure your Blue Raider experience is a good one. Coach, we'll get to some of the questions and want to thank James Permakian from Atlanta, who asked a question earlier about the overall effect of Benny being gone, and that was one of those that we got to very early. This one, actually, these two exact same questions. I know Bud sent one of them in, and I don't recognize the writing on the other, but basically it says the game changer, in their opinion, against Mississippi State appeared to be when they intercepted the pass as our player was pushed to the turf. The referee didn't call it pass interference and then called pass interference on Middle a bit later with less contact. Your thoughts?
I didn't think it was an obvious pass interference. I thought it was very similar to Anthony Amos there at the end of the half. Anthony had his hand, on his back, and they didn't call that one. I don't think it was a bad call. I thought that guy just made a nice play, and there's always going to be contact. There's always going to be, bumping around when two guys are running close to each other. And me personally, I'd rather not call that penalty as opposed to you get some guys that you get close enough to breathe on them, they're going to call pass interference. And then on the if you're talking about the pass interference on Gilstrap, when they ran the slant pattern, the guy that called it, it's hard to tell on film, but, usually on that you get your arm around the back, trying to knock it down. So that call gets called a bunch. But there was one, and I can't remember when it was. I think it was, maybe after the interception, we threw the interception down there, they called it on somebody else. That I didn't see that being interference.
This was not in the stack, but I'll ask you, since we're talking about officiating, and this has always been one in my mind, is do you think that the way that holding calls are administered, is that fair? I mean, it is such a devastating penalty. I'd like to see some numbers on if a team gets a holding call on first down, what is the percentage that they would actually make another first down in that drive? But, I mean, is that more is that a worse offense than a false start? I mean,
oh yeah, it's not as long a yardage, false start. But no, the SEC historically they don't call a lot of holding penalties.
They call them at key times against you, though.
And they call them against key opponents.
Yes.
But, historically, they don't. And I've been in the SEC, and, you see all the statistics at the end of the year with each conference. The thing that I think is so inconsistent in the holding call is there's holding on every play. I'm not going to sit here. Everybody holds. But to me, the most glaring holding calls are in the passing game, and that's what's not called. And in the running game, how they can see somebody holding in the running game is what I just think there's too many holding calls called in the running game. And because when you get that mass of bodies, everybody together, you can't see that. But in the passing game, when everybody's spread out and they're dropping back, you're looking at, you know, five guys, 10 guys in an open area.
And they're all locked up.
They're all locked up. So, you know, I thought, you know, and you go back to the FIU game when we had some holding calls called, you get the penalty report or the evaluation of the officials from, you know, the head of the officials who's biased everything and said, you shouldn't have called that. That wasn't a holding call. You shouldn't have called that. That wasn't a clipping call. You know, so it's so inconsistent. You know, I just wish they would, you know, and you can't get it. It's an objective situation, and they're going to call what they think they see.
Yeah, I think my question is, you know, from it is such a devastating penalty. Does that deserve to be a 10-yard as opposed to a 5 for something else?
Well, you know, to me, you look at it, pass interference, if, and they changed this rule in 1980 because there was a Miami player, a Miami offensive player, I can't remember his name, and Jim Kelly was a quarterback. You know, at that time, if you threw a ball and it was pass interference on the defense, the ball was spotted where the foul occurred. So you could throw it 40 yards down there and, you know, it was pass interference, that is a 40-yard penalty. Well, they changed it. You know, now if there's a holding penalty and it's an incomplete pass, you know, and they take the penalty, you're going to lose 10 yards from the spot of the foul. If it's a running play and you gain 1 yard or 5 yards, you know, it's a holding penalty from that spot. And to me, you know, now you throw a pass and there's pass interference and it's incomplete. Well, now they're going to bring it back 10 yards, but the offense potentially could have had a 40, 50-yard gain had he not pass interfered. So, you know, I think it ought to be more in tune to, you know, you gain 10 yards, you gain 15 yards, you know, let's penalize you a little bit.
Yeah, and they're and a lot of times now they're still doing some pass interference that are spot fouls or where the ball is on a spot, but also they changed, let's say you're at the 15-yard line going in, and at one point there was the rule where if you had a pass interference call in the end zone, it was half the distance.
Right.
And now they put it at the 2.
Based on, you know, where you are. I mean, if you're on the 40-yard line and you throw one in the end zone and it's pass interference, they're not going to spot it at the 2.
Right.
It's going to be, at, you know, 10 yards from there.
So, all right, we need to take a quick break. Got a few more questions for Coach. We'll get to them after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Don't miss the end of summer clearance sale at City Auto. We'll have special end of summer clearance prices. There's never been a better time to buy a quality late model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto makes value and selection our top priority, offering a huge selection of Carfax One Owner cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Every vehicle is thoroughly inspected and city certified or still under manufacturer's warranty. Smart shoppers choose City Auto because they appreciate our knowledgeable sales team, our unsurpassed low prices, and our hometown service. In fact, over half our sales come from referrals and repeat customers. We've made car buying easy and hassle-free for over 25 years. We'll be making deals all day, so stop by our showroom at 1023 Bridge Avenue or check out our huge selection of city-certified pre-owned vehicles online at cityauto.com. There's never been a better time to buy a quality late model, low-mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto. Shop where the dealers shop.
Indian Hills Golf Club in Murfreesboro is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. The 18-hole par 72 public golf course is open year-round and provides a value golfing experience for all skill levels. While visiting, take time to enjoy Jack's Grill at the clubhouse for your food and beverage needs. If you need to raise funds for your favorite charity, Indian Hills Golf Club has a golf tournament package that will assure your success. For more information, go to IndianHillsGC.com or call 615-895-3642.
So, how do you like your coffee? Shouldn't you love it? If you're drinking anything besides Just Love Coffee, then you don't like your coffee enough. Just Love Coffee offers over 20 smooth and tasty specialty coffees, roasted right here in the borough, minutes from campus. Grab a cup or a bag today at 129 MTCS Drive or visit us at facebook.com/justlovecoffee to learn more about Just Love Coffee Roasters. Just Love Coffee Roasters. Coffee with heart.
The home of the Blue Raiders, WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Sports Grill tonight, Chip Walters along with Coach Rick Stockstill as we head up to the top of the hour, talking Blue Raider football, 2:30 Saturday, Middle Tennessee and North Texas. A couple of questions here about the North Texas game. One, about a little bit of scouting going on here, about Jimerson, their running back, how he has emerged as a go-to guy for North Texas. Do you have a defensive game plan for an individual? And I know you have to know where they are sometimes, but talk a little bit about him and also their quarterback, Thompson, who has played pretty well for them this year.
Yeah, Jemerson's an extremely fast guy. He's got a great burst. He's athletic. He took a screen 80 yards, caught another ball ran a reverse there for 20 and a touchdown last week. So he's a very dynamic player. Yes, you have to be cognizant of where they are, but you're not going to – it's a little bit – he's in the backfield, so you just have to be aware, when he comes out, and they put him in a slot receiver, they're doing certain things with him.
They still list him at number two in the backfield.
Yeah, and, he's a really good player. The quarterback's playing very consistent. They're gonna hang their hat on the running game, but he's still throwing the ball, I think, 27, 28 times a game, and averaging 2.25, I think, passing. So he's been very consistent for him also in the passing game. They're not asking him to run the ball a whole bunch, he's playing really well.
They had a huge day running the football at the end of last season. And how much do you bring up last year at all and said, okay, guys, we need to atone here a little bit?
Well,
they know.
They know, and we talked about it yesterday in our meetings, but, it's about us. It's, our team's different than last year, and, it's about us playing the best that we can play and improving each day and each week. So we talk about certain things that we've got to do to to accomplish what we want to accomplish each week. So you talk about, in a week you talk about everything because you got to build them up. You got to bring them along so that Saturday they're ready to go and they're confident in the game plan and they're, excited to play the game.
This other says, will the Blue Raiders be able to move the ball on the ground against North Texas? And I would ask you to kind of take that a little step further and kind of give your thoughts on the three or four different guys who did run from the running back spot last week.
Yeah, for us to be able to win this game, we've got to be able to run it. If we can't run the ball, it's going to be hard to win. So, I thought Jordan, ran hard yesterday or Saturday. I thought he was better in pass protection. Thought he did a nice job in the passing game as far as running routes. So he gets better. I thought Drayton, was a little bit, circumstance, kind of a little bit of bad luck, he was in there carrying the ball. We'd miss a block here. They blitzed, right into the play. They stunted into it, but I thought he ran hard. He had a nice run that was called back because of the holding penalty. But I thought he did a nice job. Jeremiah did a nice job in there. Reggie, gives you a tremendous amount of effort. He's an extremely fast young man. But I thought our backs did a nice job. We ran for 130 or whatever it was. And, that's counting probably 30 yards of sacks in there.
Yeah.
I thought our backs did a nice job, and I thought our offensive line did a fairly respectable job also.
Fans, when the Raiders win, you win. You can go to GoBlueRaiders.com after every Blue Raider football victory. Print off a coupon that's good for a free item with purchase at any of the 6 Sonic locations in Rutherford County. Back to wrap things up with Coach Rick Stockstill after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Bud Light salutes NFL fans and all their superstitions. like the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys, and the fans who sit next to the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. NFL fans do whatever it takes. It's only weird if it doesn't work. Bud Light, for all the fans and all they do, here we go.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Embassy Suites is the perfect place for getaways for the whole family or a romantic weekend for two. Our Gateway Grill restaurant is open for lunch, serving your favorite soups, salads, and sandwiches. And for dinner, handcrafted appetizers, a selection of contemporary entrees, and delectable desserts. The restaurant also features two private dining rooms that are perfect for any intimate gathering. Call Embassy Suites at 615-890-4464 and ask about special room packages today.
Monday, $2.1 million. Tuesday, $2.1 million. Wednesday, $2.1 million. That's how much players win on average every day of the week with the Tennessee Lottery. And week after week, month after month, year after year, that adds up. In fact, since we started in 2004, the Tennessee Lottery has awarded more than $5.4 billion in prize money. By the end of today, another $2.1 million or more. And then tomorrow's yet another winning day.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Lori's is customer service.
I absolutely love their customer service, their kindness, their genuineness, their skill. They answer all of my stupid financial questions and never let me feel like I'm the financial dummy.
And have you recommended us, Lori?
I've recommended First Tennessee Bank to everybody I know.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyou a 96?
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
Back for our final segment with Coach Rick Stockstill, and do have a couple of other questions from out in the audience, and these are real quickies, Coach. The Garretts sitting back there want to know if you'd like to brag about the Siegel starting quarterback.
No, man. No, I would not.
He's a good one, though. Does your team like the Embassy Suites food?
Loves the Embassy Suite food. It's awesome. They do a great job.
All right. Megan, back there, who had a birthday last week, turned 8 years old, wanted to know if you enjoyed your summer this year.
She needs to be home and studying for school tomorrow.
Yeah, her sister was doing homework back there, and she said, I'm only in second grade. I don't have homework. So,
I wish I had your teacher.
Exactly. Rick, good luck this week. It's a big home week. It is blackout week. Blackout T-shirts are available for $10 at Lightning's Locker Room, and we invite everybody to come out. This is a huge conference game.
Yeah, it's great. It's going to be a lot of fun, a great atmosphere. We're excited about it. Everybody knows we know how huge this game is, and just looking forward to having a great week of practice and then going out there and playing Saturday.
All right, appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Chip.
All right, Coach Rick Stockstill, tonight is comments here on Rick Stockstill Live. Thank all of you being here tonight. Join us again next Monday as we'll be talking about the upcoming Western Kentucky game. For now, we say goodnight from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
This broadcast has been authorized under rights granted by Middle Tennessee State University to Nelligan Sports Marketing. The accounts and descriptions of this broadcast may not be retransmitted in any form without the expressed written consent of Middle Tennessee State University Sports Marketing. The executive producer of Middle Tennessee State Football is Jason Capel. Director of Sales is Mike Ceccarelli. Traffic manager and production assistance provided by Matt Nichols.
This is a presentation of the Blue Raider Network.